When I think about the opposite of inclusion, it's exclusion. And we don't want that for any of our students. We want every student to come to school and feel included. Because before you can get to learning, first you have to have safety. You have to feel safe in the classroom. Then you have to have relationships, relationships with the teachers and the paraeducators in your classroom. And then you can get to learning. So to me, inclusion is incredibly important. We want every student to feel like they belong in our classrooms. To me, equity is about giving every student what they need to be able to succeed. And one way that the district is working on that right now is increasing personalized learning. This is a goal of both the State Department of Education through their Kansans Can program and our strategic framework for our district that focuses on giving every child what they need to be successful. I think one way we can continue to do this is by increasing education for our educators and staff. Helping kids to feel included could be something as simple as the posters that are in their classroom, diverse books on the shelves. Make sure that you include every family member. I heard recently a teacher who said you're grown-ups rather than your parents because not every kid has parents. That's a very inclusive way to make kids feel involved. I want to finish up by saying that CRT or critical race theory has never been on the table for discussion in our school district. What was being discussed was a completely different program for teachers, and I'm tired of the divisiveness of that non-starter in our school district.